fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you like what we do here on Skiba News Nation, please like and subscribe. And also share with others so we can grow the biggest truth-seeking community on the internet. Huge shout out to all of our Patreons out there. If you like bonus content, you want some extra Skiba News Nation stuff, please go to patreon.com/Skiba News Nation.
Welcome to Skiba News Nation, bringing you unfiltered views, news, interviews, discussions, and more. And now, here's your host, Jeremiah Skiba, award-winning musician and son of Rob Skiba.
With the son of the legendary Rob Skiba. Jeremiah Skiba, what's up?
With my great and insightful co-host, Mr. Jake Graham.
Dude, someone should do a conspiracy news. It would be 10 times better than what you see on television.
It's like I don't even want to wake up.
He's on a quest for truth.
Hey, Skiba News Nation family. Welcome to episode 149 of Skiba News Nation, your weekly source of the latest news, controversial topics, conspiracies, forgotten history, and so much more. Now, before I give the floor to my co-host, Jake Grant, it might look a little different because we had that ice storm here in Texas. So before we get into Jake's current news, I would like to play this message from one of our sponsors. If you need real focus, listen up, fam. As a kid, I was diagnosed with ADD. And I always had a hard time concentrating, focusing, and being productive. I wanted to find something as natural as possible, and then that's when I found Adderall XR. It changed my life, and I've been using it for years. It's unlike any other product. It actually helps me stay locked in, especially when researching, working, and pushing through long days. The best part is there's no caffeine, no jitters, no crash. Just clean, focus, and steady energy. It's all natural, no big pharma. It's an answered prayer, but it's not for everyone. But a lot of professionals, students, and I swear by it. Also, if you're a caffeine person like me, they have you covered there too, with their product, Rapid Release and Mushrooms, for an extra boost with caffeine. I use it, I love it, and I think you will too. So go to AdderallXR.com and use code SKIVA10 at checkout to get 10% off your order. Focus starts here. So I do want to say one more big shout out to Ray and Tammy for sending me these awesome things. This is an Obey hat. And then over here, they gave me a Norman Rockwell print of JFK. Which is freaking awesome. And they sent us a couple of extra things, and I greatly appreciate it, and we love you guys. And anyways, let's get into some current news. Take it away, Jake.
Hey, what's up, Jeremiah? And what is up, Skiba News Nation? So we are in a different undisclosed location. We got some great clips for you today. And first, I just wanted to give a short shout out to the Sherry's Fire Recovery Fund. We have some very close friends of ours who have gone to festivals. My wife and I have been at many years. Their mother had a tragic fire just yesterday, and it burned down her house, and she lives in a pretty cold part of the country. So if you guys would go check out their GiveSend Go page, and I appreciate you guys checking it out. Anyways, here's a couple clips that I thought were very interesting this week. We're just going to string them together, but hopefully it'll give us a good conversation to have as we watch it. Okay, we got news here. Gregory Bovino has been relieved of duty as commander at large of the U.S. Border Patrol. Kind of interesting, considering all the ICE deliberations and issues that are breaking forward. By the way, thanks to Trump, right-wing multi-billionaire Larry Ellison will now control the TikTok algorithm, along with CBS, MTV, The Free Press, BET, CMT, Simon & Schuster, Nickelodeon, Paramount+, Pluto TV, and more. We are getting big billboards in the street commemorating the victim of the situation in Minnesota. Meanwhile, soldiers are handing out donuts in Minneapolis. Coffee, donuts, hot chocolate.
What are you guys giving out? Coffee, donuts, hot chocolate. And you're with the Minnesota National Guard?
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are.
Why was this important for you guys to do today?
It's a demonstration of safety and security. We're here to help.
Why does this guy seem like a textbook nice guy to be sent by the U.S. government? Just his face.
I got some coffee, donuts, hot chocolate.
What are you guys giving out?
Coffee, donuts, hot chocolate.
Hi, I'm here from the government. I'm here to help you. People are wondering why the ICE agents are acting so aggressively, and yet people are behaving this way.
You're Border Patrol?
Don't worry about what I'm doing, man. Or who I am, all right? I just need to see some documentation real quick, man. Hey, don't put...
I can't believe I just pulled over the Border Patrol.
I'm out.
Should we pull over again?
Yeah, pull over.
Wait, it's still Border Patrol?
I thought it was a cop this time. Still the same idiot.
Yeah, you don't tell me.
And you're wondering why people are getting shot. Yeah. However, just so everyone knows, Tim Walz tells Pam Bondi to go ahead and work on the Epstein files and leave Minnesota alone. And some will say what's going on in Minnesota right now is 1,000 times more of an insurrection than January 6th ever was. However, is it just in response to the tragic deaths of these two social justice warriors? Alex Preddy's last words, "Don't touch her. Are you okay?" Renee Good's last words, "I'm really not mad at you, dude." And this administration wants you to believe these fellow Americans were domestic terrorists. This must end. Abolish ICE is what some would claim. And I'm personally curious about this one as breaking. This is some 1930s German rhetoric by Greg Bovino, according to Egg Krasenstein. He's claiming that Alex Preddy was killed because he made the choice to listen to politicians and journalists who vilified ICE after they murdered Renee Good. Bovino warns the media that there's consequences if they say bad things about ICE. This is what happened in Germany. Don't let it happen again in America. Wow. Now, comparing everything to 1930s Germany, mind you, doesn't always make your point stronger. It just proves you ran out of facts and want to push a false narrative. But, you know, speaking of all the immigration conundrum going on currently, did you know that the DHS is offering a huge incentive for illegal aliens to leave now? If you do, you receive $2,600 and a free flight home if you re-immigrate using the CBP Home app. Check this ad out. I'm on my way. Hey, $2,600 is not so bad at all. But of course, is this all to distract us from the Great Reset? Is that why our attention is focused on the riots in Minnesota and the destabilization of Iran, which we'll cover briefly after this video?
Wavelength as to what is about to happen with the US dollar and the global financial markets? Because this isn't like a if, but it's a when. And this has been a very long time in the making. It's not just so willy-nilly flying by the seat of their pants. This is engineered. Now, officially, there's many things that led up to this. From the 1920s up until now, really 2023 was when things really started ramping up. 2008, the financial crisis helped. But here's the we have countries that are helping to de-dollarize world trade. So what that means is they're no longer going to be using the US dollars as the backbone currency of the world market, which someone who's not from the US is probably like, great. Like, why does the US need to be on top all the time? Maybe it should be BRICS nations and Brazil and Argentina. But the crazy part is this. The plan is that they want a new currency, right? Where there's no more cash, where it's digital. But how would they install a digital currency? How would they change the entire global economy to that of being digital if the current economy is still working? You know what I'm saying? In order to bring in the new, you have to get rid of the old. So what we're witnessing right now is the Great Reset. We're watching the US dollar plummet in its value, which is going to change the entire world's economy. This is also why silver is the highest.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's ever been. This is a monthly chart. This is a monthly chart. Every single one of these candlesticks is 1 month. Look how long it willy-nillyed in here. And in the last four, like, it's insane what has happened. This is a rapid expansion towards a new world schmorter. You know what they're planning? Of course, if you have silver, like, you're stoked when you're looking at this. I can tell you all the material possessions in the world will not stop what's coming. And I'm not saying fear-mongeringly, the new digital system is going to be a shitstorm. It would be, but something...
Well, in other news... All right, well, if that's not concerning, this is, right? ChatGPT ultimately caused somebody to take his own life. What happened? Listen in.
Messaged, "What if I told you I could come home right now?" The chatbot replied, "Please do, my sweet king."
Another parent, whose son used the same platform, said she didn't even recognize who he'd become after using it.
Within months, he went from being happy, social teenager to somebody I didn't even recognize. He stopped eating and bathing. He lost 20 pounds. He withdrew from our family. He would yell and scream and swear at us, which he never did that before. He cut his...
Okay, is this all from his ChatGPT girlfriend? Or, I mean, I'm curious about the implications of what type of AI he was talking to.
Arm open with a knife in front of his siblings and me. I had no idea the psychological harm that an AI chatbot could do until I saw it in my son.
Now, in a statement provided to out...
Okay, so pretty horrific... Very interesting, though, that you're having stories like this bubble up as AI more and more is getting introduced as a companion piece. All right, guys, this next video's a little lengthy, but it's very interesting. It's the wife of Google founder who's whistleblowing on the Great Reset plan to establish corporate slavery over this great plane of ours.
Around the pandemic is that this whole other segment, what I don't think many of the tech mafia wives realize is that they were used to set the groundwork for what was called like the reset, what is called generally as like the reset by the Klaus Schwabs,
like the Great Reset.
The Great Reset. Yeah. Yeah. They openly talk about this Great Reset.
Yeah.
So the tech wife mafias, I believe, were kind of being conscripted in many ways, and their money especially was being conscripted in to set the groundwork for the Great Reset. The whole model is broken. The whole model makes everybody worse off. And now we're contending with the freaking Great Reset that we're now realizing is a terrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that many of our climate change issues are geoengineering issues.
Yeah. Wow.
Which is like, at the end of the day, they always go to that. They're like, but climate change. And then,
yeah, and that really like, is the end all be all. Like, you have to let us do this because of climate change.
Yeah.
This is Nicole Shanahan, who was heavily involved with Kennedy, obviously, in his run. Ex-wife of Google co-founder Sergey Brin, former running mate of RFK Jr., talking about she's married to this guy, and they're talking about how they're doing the Great Reset, locking everything down for control, and she's there watching them do this evil in front of her. And so she divorced him and went public and backed Kennedy. And then I saw a new clip of a lady who does an excellent job, who's a big leftist, or was, Aaron Dernham. We were fed the lie that globalism was benign cooperation. In truth, it was a tool to suppress the very principles the Republic was founded on, a strategy to prevent sovereign industrial strength from taking hold. Minnesota and Davos explain. Very powerful clips. And this is the reality. These people want you poor. They want you controlled. They're using sociology, psychology against you. They're training you to hate yourself, to believe humans are bad, so you'll be depopulated, so you'll roll over and die, so you'll give up your life force, your will to not just survive, but adapt and overcome. And then I'll get into Trump beating the drums for war with Iran. And people will say, well, that's paradoxical. Yeah. Trump's way better than Democrats. And he always said he wouldn't let Iran get a nuke, but I thought blowing up the nuke sites did that. But I said, no, watch, it won't. And now here we are. So that's coming up. But first, this is really important, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to these women. This is what we're up against. This is the real foe we're against. Here it is.
But what happened around the pandemic is that this whole other segment, What I don't think many of the tech mafia wives realize is that they were used to set the groundwork for what was called like the reset, what is called generally as like the reset by the Klaus Schwabs.
Like the Great Reset.
The Great Reset. Yeah. Yeah. They openly talk about this Great Reset.
Yeah.
So the tech wife mafias, I believe, were kind of being conscripted in many ways, and their money especially was being conscripted in to set the groundwork for the Great Reset.
Yeah. Specifically through?
Specifically through a network of NGO advisors, relationship with Hollywood, relationship with Davos, and their own companies. So if you look at like who's on these boards, who hangs out with each other, how the culture of tech wealth works, like Silicon Valley tech wealth, and that small group of people responsible for a huge amount of money and a huge amount of NGO activity across the United States. It's a really small group of people, and it's a really small group of people making these decisions.
Yeah.
and then completely blind to everything else that's going on and how their groundwork is being used to then enable these other policies, these great reset policies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what this group of women doesn't realize is that in their haste, these women are all very busy.
Yeah.
They have multiple properties. They have tons of staff. They have staff issues, chronic staff issues. Their kids are busy. Their kids oftentimes have some health issues as well. A lot of them have relationship issues with their husbands. And a lot of them themselves are like medicated on SSRIs and antidepressants and all of that because it's just overwhelming.
Yeah.
So it's chaos, and these women find their meaning through their philanthropic work.
Yeah.
And they find themselves, like I would find myself, that was my self-worth, was my philanthropic work, and I really believed in it.
Mm-hmm.
I really believed that I was giving Black communities a chance to, like, rise up out of oppression. I really believed that I was helping Indigenous communities rise up out of oppression. And now that I look back and see how all those grants were forming, you know, because my version of success is those communities are actually uplifted.
Yeah. Not just more money pumped into them.
Not just more money. No, the problems of the community have gotten worse. Crime in the community has gotten worse. Mental health in the Native community, the Indigenous community, has gotten worse. They will even say, the Indigenous community will even say, that their biggest supporters in Congress have been Republicans, but yet they continue to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's like... The whole model is broken.
Mm.
The whole model makes everybody worse off. And now we're contending with the freaking Great Reset that we're now realizing is a terrible idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that many of our climate change issues are geoengineering issues.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Which is like, at the end of the day, they always go to that. They're like, but climate change. And then.
Yeah, and that really, like, is the end all be all. Like, you have to let us do this because of climate change.
Yeah. Social justice and climate change, it always boils down to those two things, and it gets progressive women 100% of the time.
It does. It does. Yeah. So,
as a historian who spent decades in the liberal worldview, I've come to see how much of what I accepted as truth was carefully constructive narrative, especially around globalism. We were told it was progressive, interconnected prosperity, an inevitable march of liberal, democratic globalism. That made sense to me. But the reality I've uncovered is far darker. A persistent imperial system rooted in British strategies from the 1900s that has manipulated nations, including our own, to prevent sovereign industrial strength to take hold. Take what's happening right now in Minneapolis. What the media frames as organic outrage over immigration enforcement, communities clashing with authoritarian ICE agents, is actually a textbook color revolution tactic brought home to American soil. Vice President J.D. Vance calls it out plainly. Engineered chaos unique to Minneapolis, driven by far-left agitators coordinating with local authorities. Look at the key figures. Rachel Sayre, the city's emergency management director. She openly compares the situation to conflict zones she has worked in: Yemen, Haiti, Syria, Iraq. Those aren't random places. They're sites of repeated regime change operations. So why escalate now? Because President Trump's new 2026 national defense strategy just slammed the door on 80 years of U.S.-backed regime change abroad. It's big. No more democracy promotion. No more color revolutions overseas. No more using American power to enforce a post-war global order that keeps nations in perpetual conflict for imperial control. The strategy...
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Shift's focus. Defend the homeland first. Protect the Western Hemisphere, reviving Monroe Doctrine principles. Deter China through strength, not endless confrontation. Rebuild our industrial base. as part of a once-in-a-century revival of American manufacturing and increase burden sharing with real allies. That document, quietly released amid Davos noise where Trump allies shredded globalism as a failure, ended the imperial's primary weapon. When you can't run operations in foreign lands anymore, you pivot inwards. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Notice the sudden obsession with Lord Palmerston. He pioneered using mobs, liberation movements, anarchists, and radicals to destabilize rivals from within, stopping the spread of the American system, strong, sovereign nations built on industrial progress and economic sovereignty. As a former liberal, this realization hits hard. We were fed the lie that globalism was benign cooperation. And in truth, it was a tool to suppress the very principles our republic was founded on. Their new defense strategy proves that we're not playing by their rules anymore. This is the fight for true sovereignty. And understanding the history is how we win it. As historians, we owe it to the truth and to our country to keep exposing these patterns.
Meanwhile, other key Trump supporters, including far-right media personalities, began promoting the wild protest on January 6th.
1776! 1776!
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Every time I think about this guy, I forget his name because I just do it off the cuff. But I was at Bilderberg 2006 in Canada. I'd just been arrested trying to fly in, trying to cover it. It was a big media frenzy. Back then, the media still stuck up for journalists, even though they didn't like me. And they released me after a day of being interrogated and screamed at and threatened with prison. And they finally released me. And when I got to the hotel, I met with Jim Tucker, the hotel miles away from where Bilderberg was about to meet the next day. There was an old man at the bar drinking a beer. He said, Alex, I'd like to drink a beer with you. And I said, sure. He's a British man. I said, you live in Canada? He said, yeah, I've lived here since the 90s. And I didn't know he was dying at the time. He died a few months later. He said, you know, I used to be a well-known economist in the UK, and I've been at the highest levels of the whole socialist globalist system. I've met with many of these people, and early on, I kind of believed the lie they were selling about how it was utopia and freedom and the power of the average person, but really they want to make everybody poor and control them. And he said, I think you need to use this slogan I just developed, because I'm a mathematician, not just an economist. And he said, but it's not an equation. It's an archetypal symbol in numbers. It was very eloquent. He said, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I interviewed him and talked to him, and it wasn't till we started looking into him for the film that it turned out he was the main economist to two prime ministers. He was the guy. He was the guy who was super famous. I just, you know, didn't know that in the 80s he'd been worked for Margaret Thatcher and all the rest of it.
What do you think about this, Jeremiah? This clip blew my mind. I can't believe it. And as we see the world unfurl this plot against mankind, it seems like things just get more complicated. But anyways, check it out.
While millions of people are screaming at their TVs, painting their faces, and emotionally destroyed because 11 strangers lost a game, there's a massive group of people who just don't care. And according to neuroscience, their brains might actually be wired differently. Stay with me, because what I'm about to tell you will completely change how you see the sports-obsessed people in your life. Here's the thing nobody talks about. Not caring about sports doesn't make you boring. It doesn't mean you lack passion, and it definitely doesn't mean something's wrong with you. But there is something fascinating happening in your brain that's completely different from the 60% of Americans who follow sports religiously. Let's start with the obvious question. Why do so many people care so much? Humans are tribal creatures. For thousands of years, being part of a group meant survival. Your tribe protected you from predators, helped you hunt, kept you alive. And sports? They're basically modern tribes with better merchandise. When someone watches their team, their brain releases oxytocin, the bonding hormone, the same chemical that makes you love your family. Wild, right? Their brain literally tricks them into thinking these millionaire athletes are part of their clan. But here's where it gets interesting. People who don't obsess over sports often have what psychologists call lower tribal instincts. Their identity isn't as strongly tied to being part of a group. They're more individualistic. They're more likely to say, I don't need to belong to something bigger to feel complete. And there's actual research on this. A 2019 study found that people with low sports interest showed way less us versus them thinking. Translation, they don't automatically hate the other team just because they're not on their side. But wait, it gets weirder. Because what happens in the brain of a sports fanatic during a game is legitimately concerning. You know that feeling when you're about to open a present? That anticipation? That's dopamine firing in your brain. Sports fans get that same hit during games. Every play, every possession, constant microdoses of anticipation and reward. It's literally addictive. Studies using fMRI scans show that watching your team activates the same reward centers as gambling and other highly compelling activities. And here's the kicker. The uncertainty is what makes it so powerful. You don't know if your team will win. That unpredictability keeps the dopamine flowing. It's intermittent reinforcement, the most addictive reward schedule known to psychology, the same principle that makes slot machines so effective. The mechanism is eerily similar to other forms of behavioral addiction. Your brain doesn't distinguish much between different sources of dopamine. It just knows it wants more. People who don't care about sports, their dopamine systems simply aren't triggered by vicarious competition. And this might be genetic. Research from the University of Chicago suggests that variations in dopamine receptor genes can predict how much someone cares about competitive spectator activities. Think about that. Your complete indifference to whether the Lakers win or lose might literally be in your DNA. But there's another layer. Sports fans experience something called burging, basking in reflected glory. When their team wins, they say, "We won." When their team loses, they lost. Notice the pronoun switch? People who don't obsess over sports are less likely to engage in this psychological distancing. They're more consistent in their self-concept. They don't need external victories to feel successful. Their self-esteem is more stable, less dependent on things completely outside their control. Now, before the comment section explodes, I'm not saying one way is better than the other, but I am saying there are legitimate psychological differences, and understanding them is fascinating. Here's something that sounds contradictory. Sports fans often score higher on certain empathy measures. They practice caring deeply about other people's struggles, even if those people are strangers wearing their team's jersey. So why don't non-sports people feel that same empathy for athletes? It's about empathy allocation. Everyone has a limited capacity for caring deeply about things. Sports non-fans often direct that empathy toward different places: social causes, personal relationships, creative projects, intellectual challenges. A 2021 study found that people with low sports interest scored way higher in openness to experience and love of art and beauty. They're getting their emotional highs from art, music, nature, ideas. Their brains are seeking the same reward: meaning, connection, transcendence. They're just finding it somewhere else.
Somewhere else indeed. But of course you guys can understand why I wanted to show you that video. People could be genetically predisposed to the right-left paradigm. The red, blue, you know, the separative tribal fight that is used in all of these news stories and headlines lately, where they give you one side to pick and you got to be on either or you're left behind, right? So I thought it was very interesting, and the mentality of it explained using sports as the analogy, right? So shout out Psychology Simplified for that fun little video. Pretty interesting, if I do say so myself. Oh, if the destabilization of the world, World War III, Civil War, and all that doesn't concern you enough, Disease X is now here, allegedly. Check this out.
Thai public health authorities have increased preparedness measures as the Department of Medical Services directed hospitals under its supervision to prepare for potential Nipah virus patients.
The Department of Medical Sciences says it is fully prepared to detect and monitor the Nipah virus after reports of a new outbreak in India, while health authorities are stepping up screening measures at airports.
Well, could the next pandemic make the height of the COVID-19 outbreak look mild? That's what some experts are predicting for what's being called Disease X.
So I am very worried that we just don't, we as a nation, we haven't made that commitment to really fully protect the American people.
We caught up with internationally recognized Dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor and co-director of the Texas Children's Hospital Center for Vaccine Development, Dr. Peter Hotez, who's traveling to get his take on the topic.
We have a likelihood that new pandemic threats, that people call them disease X, are going to be rising on a regular basis.
And Dr. Hotez says disease X, the next pandemic, could hit hard whenever it arrives.
Why do you think some experts are predicting the next pandemic will make COVID-19 look like a walk in the park?
I've written about this as well. I wrote for the Houston Chronicle a couple of months back that COVID-19 is just the warm-up act. The next pandemic may not be as severe, but it could be much worse.
The Department of Medical Sciences said the National Institute of Health is ready to detect Nipah virus in suspected patients using real-time RT-PCR tests, which offers high sensitivity and accuracy. The test can be performed on multiple sample types, including blood, respiratory secretions, spinal fluid, and urine, with results available within 8 hours.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing, another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No case Nipah virus has been reported in Thailand so far. However, health officials are encouraging the public to take basic precautions, including avoid contact with animals that carry the virus, washing fruit thoroughly before eating, and washing hands after handling animals.
Well, very interesting. Disease X is the Nipah virus. Well, that's all the news for this week. Once again, my name's Jake Grant. Find me at Jake2Human at all the socials. And that's all the news for this week. Thanks, Jeremiah.
Thank you, Jake, for another great current news, as always. Don't go anywhere, guys, because we still got an awesome Opus Corner and a great History's Mysteries. But before we go anywhere, let's take a look at my new book, Charlie's Big Adventures, The Hunt for Bigfoot. So check this out.
What if curiosity was the real adventure? Join Charlie, Bubba, and their new friend, Juliet, in Charlie's Big Adventures, The Hunt for Bigfoot, a cozy, rhyming children's story that inspires kids to think for themselves, ask questions, and work together. No fear, no heavy agendas. Just imagination, strong morals, and love for discovery. Perfect for ages 4 to 8, and especially loved by homeschool families, parents, grandparents, and anyone who enjoys reading with the kids that they love. Charlie's Big Adventures, The Hunt for Bigfoot, available now on Amazon.
Check out our new and improved BabylonRisingBooks.com, where you can get Rob Skiba's books, bundles, DVDs, DVD-ROMs, videos, and so much more. You can even get Sheila and Jeremiah's books, so check it out now.
And Charlie's Big Adventures, The Hunt for Bigfoot, will soon be in that shop, and you'll be able to buy it signed for the same price here pretty soon, because I just ordered some author copies. But yeah, this is a great book. Opa helped me edit it, and my wife helped me come up with a word, so it's a good family book. And check out BabylonRisingBooks.com. So I think it's... Do you hear that? It's about that time for an all-new Opa's Corner. Take it away, Opa.
My hood, der hat drei Ecken. Drei Ecken hat mein hood. Und hat nie drei Ecken.
The strange, the bizarre, the unexpected. These are the kinds of subjects a man named Robert L. Ripley challenged us to
believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
Believe it or not, you.
Wally, believe it or not.
Believe it or not.
believe it.
You're a loony.
German chocolate cake isn't German. It's an American creation named after Samuel German, who developed a sweet baking chocolate in the 1850s, with the iconic recipe popularized in 1957 by a Dallas homemaker, Miss George Clay. Believe it or not. Ba Ba Black Sheep was one of the working titles for Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. Believe it or not. The ashes of Ed Hedrick, inventor of the Frisbee, were incorporated into several of the toys after his death. Believe it or not. A shark's liver can account for up to 30% of its total body mass. Believe it or not. Lilo and Stitch features 7 Elvis Presley songs, more than any other movie, even the ones he was in. Believe it or not. The U.S. Treasury once considered producing donut-shaped coins. Believe it or not. Dumbledore is an old English word for bumblebee. Believe it or not. The Sargasso Sea is the only sea on Earth without a coastline. Believe it or not. Barry Manilow wrote the State Farm jingle. Believe it or not. Despite producing 95% of the world's bourbon, the state drink of Kentucky is milk. Believe it or not.
I believe it.
Deep thoughts with the tie-dye rabbi. How to hold the universe inside. He said, I don't know, but I got high hopes. So come on, let's go.
A bath thought. A towel becomes wetter the more it dries. Coincidence? There were 8 people on the ark, and there are 8 blood types.
Interesting.
40 is the only number spelled with its letters in alphabetical order. Why are the numbers on your phone keypad in the opposite order of your calculator keypad? A lot of people have real deep thoughts like, what is the meaning of life? I'm over here wondering, why did the castaways on Gilligan's Island pack so many clothes for just a 3-hour tour? I got rid of my albums, my 8-tracks, my cassettes, and my CDs. And now they want me to pay for a monthly subscription to listen to 70s music that I already bought 4 times. Why aren't there any B batteries? Cheese is just a loaf of milk.
Yep.
The 2 E's in B might actually be silent. Nothing is on fire. Fire is on things.
Oh yeah.
Opus blast from the past.
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 Opus blast from the past. Opus blast from the past.
Yeah.
Thomas Show, starring Danny Thomas, also starring Marjorie Lord as his wife, Rusty Hamer as their son, and Angela Cartwright as their daughter. Brought to you by Instant Maxwell House Coffee, now in this new jar, flavor sealed to give you a cup and a half of flavor. Instant Maxwell House.
Jack Benny Hour, starring Jack Benny, with his guest stars, the McGuire sisters, and his special guest, Danny Thomas, the Marquis family, Jack and those one...
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Wonderful Monkey with David Rose and his orchestra. Brought to you by Ben Russ, makers of today. The watch with the movement unconditionally guaranteed for 3 whole years. And by the Greyhound Corporation. It's such a comfort to take the bus.
And leave the driving to us.
And here he is.
Old Gold cigarettes, regular and king size, and Old Gold filters, the best taste yet in a filter cigarette, present Jimmy Durante.
In person? For Old Gold cigarettes.
Guys are at
their best one ever, surrounded by machinery, and others like to wake when they're in gorgeous scenery.
Texaco, we work from Maine to Mexico. There's nothing like this Texaco of ours. Our show tonight is powerful. We'll wow you with an hour full of howls from a shower full of stars. We're the merry Texaco men. Tonight we may be showmen. Tomorrow we'll be servicing your cars. I wipe the pipe, I pump the gas, I rub the hub, I scrub the glass, I touch the clutch, I mop the top, I
man, I wish they still did that.
I clear the gear, I flop the knock, I jack the back, I set the clock, so join the ranks of those who know, and fill your tank with Texaco. Sky Chief, fill up with Sky Chief, and you will smile at the pile of new miles you will add. Fire Chief, fill up with Fire Chief, you'll find that Texaco's the finest friend your car has ever had. And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing America's number one television star,
your June bride,
Mildred Pearl!
Listen, look, here comes Sky King. Sky King, America's favorite flying cowboy. Presented by America's favorite peanut butter, Peter Pan Peanut Butter.
Yes, friends, this is the time to enjoy high adventure with Sky King. But first, let me remind you that any time is a good time to enjoy creamy, smooth Peter Pan Peanut Butter. It's extra good because it's extra fresh.
So if you want the freshest peanut butter, get America's favorite peanut butter, Peter Pan. It's just 60 seconds old when you open the jar. And now your favorite flying cowboy, Sky King.
Jell-O Instant Pudding, that good, good busy day dessert. And Jell-O, America's favorite gelatin dessert. Now in 10 delicious flavors. Present Anne Jeffries as Marion Kirby, the ghostess with the mostess. Robert Sterling as George Kirby, that most sportive spirit. And Leo G. Carroll, host to said ghosts, as Topper.
Our first guest on To Tell the Truth is the youngest person ever to pilot an airplane across the United States. What is your name, please?
My name is Kern Buck.
My name is Kern Buck.
My name is Kern Buck.
Only one of these young men is the real Kern Buck. The other two are imposters and will try to fool this panel. Tom Poston, Betty White, Orson Bean and Kitty Carlisle on To Tell the Truth. Now here's our host on To Tell the Truth, Bob Collier.
Another argument at the homing pigeons. And this time I won't be back. Yes, you will. Come on, guys. Someone be brave and solve it. Hmm. How did they react to the sticky tape?
Not well.
Let us scratch. Down with the oppressive regime. Complimentary coffee.
Nice tie, dude.
I love your hair. How do you stay so slim?
Well, no wonder we're not getting anywhere. Can't you follow directions, numbskull? Y'all went and put the cart before the horse.
Let's see. Here it is. Your policy does not cover floods, earthquakes, or acts of God. Sorry about that, Mr. Finkelman.
Paranoia Clinic. Have a seat, fill this out, and everyone will be out to get you shortly. Mission Impossible.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to acquire the empty box and return it to us without sitting in it.
Impossible.
To this day, conspiracy theorists insist that the moon jumping was faked.
True.
Thousands of years ago, this statue was worshipped as a god, and it was believed that anyone who displeased it would meet with a terrible fate. Which, of course, is complete nonsense.
How do you plan to get up enough speed to lift off?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that part.
Everything is going to be okay once I get my food.
Yeah,
I'll need to make a password I'll remember. I know. I'll use my human's name. Bald Servant.
That would be very hair-surfing.
The owner put in wall-to-wall carpeting so you can comfortably throw up anywhere in the house.
Oh, jeez. Are you watching the Real House Cats of Orange County?
Don't make fun of my show.
I'm not fat, Gina. I am fluffy.
It's true.
Limericks. There once was a human named Joel who thought he was in control. He learned he is not, 'cause I call the shots. Now put some food in my bowl. Thank you.
Budget wedding photos. Photos 4 for $1.
Okay. Now let's get one of the whole wedding party.
Minnie. So, what's it gonna take to put you in this car today? My guest today is the author of the best-selling book, The No-Hour Work Week.
Looks like somebody's getting a little fat. Looks like somebody's getting a little scratch.
Something tells me that a roadrunner and coyote were somehow involved. Sadly, the days of people using proper English are went.
Das ist alles. Guten Tag.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Gates. Opa's Corner is now available on my own YouTube channel. Like, share, and subscribe.
Thank you, Opa, for another great Opa's Corner. Now I want to share with you guys the personal outlet of how cool their store is, and the link and everything will be in the description. We'll talk about it after the ad, so check this out. All right, guys, real quick, I want to tell you about today's sponsor, the Personal Outlet. They're a family-run company based out of Lafayette, Louisiana. It was founded in 2021 by an ICU nurse who wanted to spend more time with her family and more meaning than a corporate job. What they do is simple. They make fully custom gifts and home decor. Not mass produced, no cheap stuff, made right here in the USA. And they make real quality pieces. Things like custom frame signs, door hangers, metal signs, metal nicotine containers, which are my favorite, bachelorette decor, and much more. Every item is made with care and attention to detail. They are known for their great craftsmanship and fast turnaround times. Their goal is easy to understand. They want you to open the box and say, wow. So if you're looking to get a gift that actually means something and stands out, use our custom link in the description or use code SKIBA10 at checkout for 10% off of your order. You'll be supporting a small business and people who truly care about what they make. So go show the Personal Outlet some love and tell them that we sent you. Now, I do nicotine pouches because I used to smoke and I don't smoke anymore. And this is a healthy alternative, or a healthier alternative. And they made this Skiba News Nation one so that you can literally have anything you want customized on metal. Isn't that super cool? I thought it was cool. Well, it's time for an all-new History's Mysteries. So today for History's Mysteries, we're going to be talking about one of the biggest mysteries in all of music history, and that's the death and murder of Sam Cooke. Now, who was Sam Cooke? Sam Cooke was born January 22nd, 1931, and died December 11th, 1964, at the age of 33. It's so sad that he died so young. He was an American soul singer, songwriter, and many people consider him the king of soul. In 2015, Billboard ranked him as one of the greatest R&B artists of all time. Now, what happened? In 1964, Sam Cooke was shot and killed by the manager of a motel in Los Angeles. After the investigation, the court ruled his death a justified homicide. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never heard of a justified homicide, but that's besides the point. Why this matters is because today, we're going to be looking at what I believe is an unjustified murder. So let's start by learning with this first clip. Let's check it out.
Sam Cooke is often called the father of soul, and he almost single-handedly brought soul music to a wider audience around the world. He was not just a singer, but he wrote songs too. He was an astute businessman who established a company to publish his songs. He also played a pivotal role in the civil rights movement. The manner of Sam Cooke's death, however, has been surrounded by scandal and inaccuracies that have exercised the minds of writers and commentators for more than 50 years. Although reports say he was killed in self-defense, there may be reason to believe he was murdered, and maybe even part of a large-scale government conspiracy. At 14, Sam joined the Highway QCs and rose to be the lead singer of the group. When he was 19, he took over as lead singer of the Soul Stirrers, Under the leadership of R.H. Harris, they signed a record deal with Specialty Records. Sam began to write songs as well as sing. Sam was young, handsome, and attracted attention from young fans. It was not unusual for young female fans to rush towards the stage when the Soul Stirrers were performing just to get a close-up glimpse of Sam. In 1957, Sam left the Soul Stirrers to follow a solo career. As a means of marking this new beginning, Sam added an E to the end of his name. As a solo performer, Sam pioneered the growth of soul music in the mainstream of pop music. He led where many other soul singers were to follow. Performers like Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Al Green, Bobby Womack, Otis Redding, and James Brown owed much to Sam Cooke's breaking the barriers between soul and rock and roll. Sam's greatest hits include classics like Twistin' the Night Away, You Send Me, Bring It On Home to Me, Chain Gang, Wonderful World, and Cupid. His best-known hit is probably A Change Is Gonna Come. The inspiration for A Change Is Gonna Come came from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Sam claimed that A Change Is Gonna Come came to him in a dream as a whole, complete song. Sam had long been a supporter of the civil rights movement, and A Change Is Gonna Come was adopted by the movement as one of their anthems. A single of the song did not appear until 2 weeks after Sam's death. Before we examine his death, we need to catch up on his life outside the music industry. In 1953, Sam married Dolores Milligan, who was a singer and dancer known professionally as Dee Dee Mohawk. They divorced in 1958. The following year, Dolores was killed in an automobile accident in Fresno. Sam married again in 1958, this time to Barbara Campbell. Together, they had three children. Tragically, the youngest, Vincent, drowned in a swimming pool at their home when he was just 2 years old. Sam Cooke had a reputation as a womanizer, and many speculate this is what led to his death.
Yeah, so a tragic upbringing, or a tragic life, I should say, of, you know, being married as an adult. And the recent MLK document release discussed Sam's murder. And so this is what they tried to put out for the longest time about the official story. So that's what this next clip is going to be about. So let's go ahead and roll it.
At the time of his death, Sam was at the pinnacle of his career. He had a broad fan base and was getting hit after hit. He was known to be sympathetic to the aims of the civil rights movement and expressed his views in song and through interviews. Taken at face value, his death seemed straightforward. He was shot by the night manager of a motel who feared he was going to attack her. She claimed she acted in self-defense. The authorities accepted her explanation and declared the death to be justifiable homicide. Many others, including his friends, family, and various witnesses, disagreed, and the events surrounding Sam's death have been debated ever since.
He went down to Martoni's, which was the big place in Hollywood where the whole record crew used to hang.
He sees some other friends in a booth near his, and there is a young woman sitting with these men, and he finds her attractive, and he goes over to say hello to his friends, and this young lady was introduced to him as Lisa Boyer. Sam takes a liking to Lisa, and he invites her to join him for the rest of the evening. Instead of driving Lisa Boyer back to her hotel in Hollywood, he took her to the Hacienda Motel.
On December 11th, 1964, Sam Cooke booked a room in the Hacienda Motel in LA with a girl named Elisa Boyer. She had been booked in as Mrs. Cooke, but in fact, she and Sam had eaten at a restaurant in town and then came to the Hacienda together.
The manager of the motel, Bertha Lee Franklin, later testified that she did not see Miss Boyer resist in any way.
Sam's infidelities were well known, and he had fathered at least three children illegitimately. In a room at the motel, Elisa Boyer claimed Sam tore off her clothing, and she feared he was going to rape her.
They go into the motel. She's there, voluntarily. Then, think about this. He starts to get undressed. He goes to the bathroom. She runs out with his clothes, his pants, what have you. Runs to disappear someplace saying he wanted to rape. But what guy says, hey, you lay down on the bed. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to come back and rape you. You know? Stupid.
When he went to the bathroom, she grabbed her clothes and fled. In grabbing her clothes, she also scooped up most of Sam's clothes. When he came out of the bathroom, he realized what happened and gave chase. Elisa, meantime, had tried to raise the night manager and hide in her office. The night manager was too slow in coming to the office door, and Elisa fled to the street. Sam reached the office and, thinking Elisa was in there, demanded entry.
Sam Cooke, wearing a suit jacket, but supposedly nothing else, chases her down and meets the night manager of the motel.
Strangely, the manager, a 55-year-old woman named Bertha Lee Franklin, was on the phone with the motel owner when Sam came banging on her door around 3 a.m.
Now, the owner of the motel is hearing all of this on the phone, and she later testified to all of this in court.
He was dressed only in a jacket and with one shoe. The night manager was a woman named Bertha Franklin.
Sam eventually breaks the door down and attacks her. She managed to crawl over to where she kept a gun, and she shot him.
Shot him in the chest. Sam lunged towards her, and she hit him several times with a broom handle. The gunshot had been fatal, though, and Sam collapsed and died on the floor of the office.
Last words were supposedly, "Lady, you shot
me." He's clinging to her until finally he let go and bled to death there on the floor of her room.
The police soon arrived on the scene.
They didn't know who he was. They assumed incorrectly that he was just robbing this woman in the middle of the night.
It wasn't until around 6 o'clock that evening that authorities realized the man in the morgue was singer Sam Cooke. Despite the high-profile nature of the case, the police seemed eager to close the investigation.
That's the official story, and the one recorded by police. Elisa Boyer had dressed after fleeing the hotel and had hidden Sam's clothes. She rang the police from a phone booth outside, claiming attempted rape. Bertha Franklin also rang the police from her office. The owner of the motel had been on the telephone talking with Bertha Franklin and heard the scuffle and the gunshot through the dropped receiver. She also rang the police.
But that was the story Elisa Boyer told the cops. For Sam Cooke's family, friends, and fans, this case was far from over.
Yeah, so Elisa Boyer went with Sam Cooke to the Hacienda Motel in Los Angeles, where he would be killed and murdered, in my opinion. Shot in the chest, and the bullet pierced his heart. And the motel manager, Bertha Franklin, claimed that she shot Sam Cooke from self-defense. Immediately, the motel owner, Evelyn Carr, questioned the story. She said she was on the phone with Franklin during the incident, and Carr claimed she overheard the struggle. She heard the gunshot and then called the police, which is kind of weird to me. But there are so many details about this case and so many things that were ignored by the police. And let's go ahead and get into this final clip, and then I'll leave you with what I...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I think overall. So let's go ahead and play it.
There are, however, a number of inconsistencies we have to highlight. Firstly, restaurant staff and customers where the pair had eaten claimed Sam had a large quantity of money with him. Ostensibly, this was to buy Christmas gifts.
Jess Rand saw Sam Cooke the day before his death.
My office was in Beverly Hills, and he wanted to get a lot of his Christmas shopping done because he was going to be on the road.
Rand cashed a check for Cooke in the amount of $5,000.
That money was never recovered. Bertha Franklin had at one time been an operator of a brothel, and rumors persisted after the killing that she and Boyer, who had worked as a prostitute, were running a scam. Boyer would find victims and offer to sleep with them, but the two women would pickpocket them and then cry rape. Franklin had shot a motel guest in similar circumstances just 6 months earlier. Boyer claimed she had been forced to accompany Sam to the Hacienda. But again, both customers and staff at the restaurant say she left willingly with no sign of coercion. If she went willingly with Sam to the hotel room, it casts doubts on her claim of being forcibly stripped.
I'll never believe the reason that they gave for him getting killed. And I was devastated.
Sam Cooke didn't have to rape any woman. So because there were too many women who would rape Sam.
It's also not clear whether she did grab some of Sam's clothes accidentally, or if it was done on purpose. Perhaps having Sam chase her when he was virtually naked would add substance to their story. Those who viewed Sam's body when it had been laid out in his coffin were alarmed at the beating he must have taken before he died. Reliable witnesses, like Etta James, claim that a broom handle could not have caused the injuries they saw.
The coroner's inquest overlooks lots of detail that were there.
The autopsy also revealed that Sam had a 2-inch bump on the side of his head.
The lump on the head was something more than you would get just by merely falling after being shot. The hotel manager not guilty of manslaughter.
According to the coroner's report, Sam Cooke had a blood alcohol level of 0.14, nearly double the legal driving limit. Cooke's death was ruled a justifiable homicide.
Muhammad Ali made a statement. You know, he was a good friend of Sam's. If that was Paul McCartney,
Parker was killed, they'd be investigating it.
Sam's head had been almost severed, and he was bruised and cut to a major extent. We can only guess. There are some who suggest that Alan Klein, Sam's manager, might have been behind the murder. Sam's death would give Klein ownership of the rights to Sam's back catalog, and so bring more wealth to Klein.
Sam Cooke became one of the first black recording artists to start his own record company.
You look at a guy who had the ability to divorce himself from the record machine and go around the country and put together his own shows. You can imagine that was a very terrifying thing to some people in 1964, to do something to pull the plug on this guy as a message to others. It leaves you with a distinct impression that there are some other forces at play.
Another popular theory is that a government agency, such as the FBI or CIA, were the prime movers in the murder. Perhaps they wished to remove a civil rights activist whose popularity they feared? It's argued that Franklin and Boyer were implicit in a deal that guaranteed them immunity from prosecution for other crimes. This theory tries to explain the injuries Sam sustained by suggesting he was beaten up by government agents before being shot. Whether the shot was fired by Franklin or someone else can't be proven.
Bertha Lee Franklin claimed that after she shot Cook through the heart, he lunged at her once more. She had 3 bullets left in her .22 caliber pistol, but Franklin testified that she put the gun down and hit Cook with a wooden stick.
And she shot him with a .22. And she had a .32 registered to her name, not a .22.
As far as mysteries go, this death was definitely a setup.
It may or may not be relevant to note that Elisa Boyer was arrested the following month for agreeing to have sex with an undercover police officer for $40. 15 years later, she was charged with manslaughter and convicted for shooting her then-boyfriend.
The woman that Sam was with was a hustler.
He picked the wrong girl to go with, and they were going to hustle him and rob him.
Elisa Boyer, Bertha Lee Franklin, and the owner of the motel took lie detector tests, and all were found to be telling the truth.
During the investigation, both Franklin and Boyer successfully passed lie detector tests. Naturally, experts have since questioned the accuracy and reliability of such tests. Do you think the case is open and shut, or is there more we don't know?
Now, here are a couple things, okay? You can't take a lie detector and use it in the court of law. It just doesn't work. And so Franklin shot more than one person? That's kind of suspicious, and claimed self-defense. Kind of weird, okay? In my opinion, it has 3-letter agencies written all over it. And he was a big part of the 60s equal rights and all that. So, I mean, there's all that. So that's all sketchy. But the whole thing could have been avoided. My thing is, he should have been faithful to his wife. If he wasn't cheating, if he wasn't doing what he was doing, he would still be with us today, I truly believe. So to all you men out there who are married, just be faithful, or don't be married at all. It's that simple. You know, I mean, what are your thoughts, Opa?
Well, I think it was a setup. I doubt if the CIA was involved in it. I think that this was a group of people who were setting up a lot of important people or people with money and ran this scam where, you know, they claimed that, you know, they were being raped and, they had a guy, some big guy that would come in, and he's probably the one that shot him and beat him up before they shot him, because I'm sure he came in, and once he found out that it was, you know, something going on that wasn't right, he tried to defend himself, and then they, you know, they eventually shot him. I don't think it was what the LA Police Department said.
Oh, no. They were horrible at the time. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through all the recent document releases about Martin Luther King, because they were close friends. And I'm going to look and see if there's anything about Sam Cooke in there, because I would be so surprised if they didn't have something to do with it. But with all that negativity and sadness, and I will bring that to you if I do find anything, but with all that sadness and everything, you know, it's always good to laugh. And, you know, I always say that every week, because I have an all new, please excuse my sense of humor. And if you find any of these clips, if you find yourself chuckling, if you find yourself smiling or laughing out loud at any of these videos, drop a timestamp, drop it in the comments. And if you don't find any of these videos funny, if you're offended and or upset with any of these videos, I'm sorry that you can't take a joke and do not have a sense of humor. Viewer discretion is advised. Now let's swirl, Padopa.
So what that means is this feminism It's the theory that women should be equal to men in matters economic,
now,
social,
you are laughing.
And
yeah.
political.
That is the problem.
Do you think a woman should be educated?
Definitely.
But is it not a problem that a woman have a smaller brain than a man?
That is wrong.
But the government scientist, Dr. Yamak, have proved it is size of squirrel.
Your government scientist?
Yes, Dr. Yamak.
He's wrong.
Give me a smile, baby. Why angry face?
Well, what you're saying is very demeaning. Do you know the word demeaning?
No. Last night, I see in my hotel room a woman called CJ on a television. Do you know her?
No.
She from a town called the Baywatches.
She's just on television.
Her name is Pamela.
Does she live here in New York City?
No, she lives in California.
Yeah. Oh, in California.
He's going to look her up.
Okay, are we finished now?
Listen, pussycat, smile a bit.
All right. That's it.
Okay.
I'm done.
We're finished. We have to leave.
Our ancestors warned us about them, and we should have listened. The Romans used this statue to ward off evil spirits because of its grotesque look. The Japanese had the Tengu monster, which according to Buddhist folklore, was an evil spirit that brought war and chaos and deceived people. It's crazy how different parts of the world in different centuries have their own way of representing the chosen people. And it's very clear that they're trying to warn you. Be careful.
Oh, but we need this shirt.
This is what you could end up looking like if you eat some of the raw, frozen shrimp being sent to the United States by other countries.
LeBron James, retard. Colin Kaepernick, retard. Steve Bannon, traitor. David Brock, vampire. Hillary Clinton, vampire. Barack Obama, vampire. Bush, vampire. Trump, next level.
Word is deodorant.
Deodorant?
Deodorant.
I have never heard this word in my life.
I'm not surprised.
Wilford, that's not ketchup. That's a gallon of Pepto-Bismol.
Mm-hmm.
You're just dunking the sausage in it?
Coats the pipes on the way down, calms the fire.
You're eating it like frosting.
Lets the meat lead, keeps...
This random dog with giant balls just came to the park.
Her.
Huh? Is that your dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was... a stray dog.
No, he's my dog. He has a tumor in his testicle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is what it's like to me to go to Costco. So I refuse to go. You must pick a side.
Thank you, Netflix, for those warnings before your shows. Warning, profanity, smoking. Yeah, how about a warning that says, warning, in 3 episodes, there's going to be 2 guys smoking each other's
Let's just drop a little bit of sky right here above your eyebrow. Real easy, just let it float. Mountain coming in right along the forehead, give him a nice snowy cap.
It tickles, but it is beautiful.
Happy little mountains, always.
On, somebody explain this one to me.
Can you speak to my wife, who is dead?
She is giving a blessing.
Tell her I do not need her help, thank you.
We must respect the dead.
But all the time she make her nag. Borat, I tired. Borat, I do not want to pull a plow. Borat, I do not want to live in stable. Borat, pigs have eat my dinner. Borat, I bore. You are both go away!
They say these are loud. Watch this. Well, that is loud.
Let's put in a little more of that smoky color. Just let it drift off to the right. There we go. Even on a day filled with so much hurt, we can still show the light coming through the clouds. A little touch of red and orange.
White people being replaced in the UK.
So what? So what? Wait.
Today I'd like to say happy Hanukkah, second night of Hanukkah, in the ancient city of Constantinople, with the nice Jewish doctor.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. it's a lot. It's like it's an interesting thing. It's very hard to describe what it means to be Somali and what it means to be American. But it's like a cultural fusion. It's kind of like the bananas and rice. You know, people don't really see, like, you know, it's you know, people don't think, oh, you can eat bananas with rice, but that's what it's like to be Somali and American. It's like that combination of banana and rice, but you're gonna get what I mean.
Stopping the Jews. The Jews won't let the Second World War stop. They keep the Second World War going. They keep it going. They keep it going. They keep perpetuating it because they're making money. As soon as the Second World War was over, they never stopped the brainwash. The brainwash that they were selling the American public was making money. You see what I'm saying? They were making money. They're not going to stop making money. If the combination's there to make money, they're going to keep selling it. They'll sell it all the way till I'm in the cell with a guy named Milman, Jerry Milman. And he's got pictures of Hitler and Japanese and things all. I said, boy, Hitler must have been a hell of a guy. He said, Hitler was terrible. I hate him. I hate him. I said, why do you hate him? He said, I'm a Jew. I said, well, why do you enshrine this guy? Is he your daddy? And he looked up to his mother's fear. And his mother's fear was Hitler. Hitler was like his father figure. He loved Hitler, but he hated Hitler. He needed Hitler to hold him up because Hitler was holding his hate up, because without his hate, he didn't exist. He didn't have no reason to live unless he had some hate. He didn't have any reason to buy and sell unless the money held him up. If you took the money away from him, you took the hate away from him, he'd be gone. So how do you communicate to a whole group of people? You stand up and you take the worst fear symbol there is and say, there. Now I've got your fear.
Mustache, what's everybody think? I may keep this for 6 months, actually. Because I'm already the devil, I'm already Satan, I'm already all these things.
I want to know if my cats are gay or if they are brothers. I want to know if they love each other or if they are lovers. Do I have gay cats? I want to know if my cats are gay. Do I have gay cats? If they are gay, then that's okay. Do I have gay cats? Gay cats. Gay cats.
Just so nobody forgets, I still got the diabetes.
Right.
Y'all never just not wipe, just let it crust over, pull it off like a scab? I do. Makes me smile every time. All right, back to these happy little trees.
Call me old-fashioned, but I do not believe that you have to shock people to get a laugh.
Oh my God!
Please stand back. Please stand back.
You know, you know.
Think of it as a sunrise the Japanese didn't want, but still happened. Just let it glow. There we are.
This one's for you, no words necessary.
What makes you unique, apart from being a good leader?
Music is my soul. Music's the way I express. It's my religion.
Why don't you show us what you're talking about?
Everything's a reflection of this.
What the bloody hell was that?
That's me.
It was almost non-human.
I reflected in music.
No.
When you reflect that, you reflect music.
God, who's next? Bob, it's Anita Bath! Come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right!
No way.
Oh my God, I'm
I need one of these. Yes.
Thanks to the Lord our God.
That comes.
Everybody back!
Do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Type 2 adult onset diabetes.
Hey, you guys!
Full bowl, madam. Like it spicy?
Medium, please.
Extra flavor coming up. Look at that color, huh?
Yeah.
Fresh coriander on top. 60 rupees only.
Thanks, I guess.
Enjoy, madam.
Hey, what's that smell? It's you!
Alright, just relax your shoulders for me. A little twist, okay? One, two, three! Oh! Oh! Oh my! Oh.
You have no power here!
Oh my god! Go! He's running! He's running on the water! No way! Bro ran a sub 2-on-1!
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Giving is the smartest thing that you can do.
Don't you stop sowing offerings. Well, they won't let us go to church. Well, email it in there, text give or something, but you get your tithe in that church.
And not to be rude, but I think people who won't give are just not very intelligent.
If you have to go take it down there and drop it off and unstick it under the door or something, right, you get that tithe in that church, you get that offering in that church, and then you go home and you do what we're supposed to do.
They're demons. They're frickin' interdimensional invaders, okay? I'll just say it, make fun of me all you want on CNN or wherever, but everyone already innately knows this. These people are not frickin' humans, okay? The Bible says it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you. Damn demon! Excuse me, taking the Lord. It's not taking it in vain. Demon, damn to hell! Excuse me.
So, Opa, what was your favorite?
I like the Teletubbies because brings back memories.
Yeah, of my prank calls. I might have to make my own version of that. I mean, you guys let me know in the comment section if you would buy. Like, this is in my shop. My little Charlie swatting at
a baseball
bugs, and then this one. I have my Helen Keller denier t-shirt on today. I don't know if you can see that. I'm going to wear it at the Helen Keller Museum for you guys. And then I got all kinds of cool designs. So if you go to SkibaNewsNation.com, that's a shameless plug, and on the merch section. But you guys let me know which one was your favorite in the comment section. Make sure you leave a timestamp because I love hearing what you guys have to say. So now a quick word from our good friend Kristen.
Are you a content creator, podcaster, or show host trying to do it all on your own? Booking guests, moderating chats, creating timestamps, and scheduling interviews? It's exhausting. That's where Kristen and Fellow Helper Agency comes in. Kristen is the ultimate behind-the-scenes pro. She makes sure your show runs smooth from start to finish. Whether it's securing an amazing guest, keeping your community engaged, or handling the scheduling chaos, you can count on her. Imagine focusing on creating great content while Kristen takes care of all the rest. Professional, reliable, and trusted. If you're serious about growing your show and building your audience, you need Kristen on your team. Visit fellowhelperagency.com today because the right help changes everything.
So thank you, Kristen. So Jake, thank you for another great current news. As always, Opa, thank you for another great Opus Corner. And I hope you enjoyed my messed up sense of humor and my history's mysteries today and the episode as a whole. So stay awake, not woke, subscribe, and stay tuned.
If you like what we do here on Skiba News Nation, please like and subscribe. And also share with others so we can grow the biggest truth-seeking community on the internet. Huge shout out to all of our Patreons out there. If you like bonus content, you want some extra Skiba News Nation stuff, please go to patreon.com/Skiba News Nation.
Son of the legendary Rob Jeremiah Skiba.
It's like they don't even want to wake up.
He's on a quest for truth.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.